Of the Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Why are you staring at us, Sebastian?
Because you're so different. You're so perfect.
We're no computers, Sebastian. We're physical.
I think, Sebastian. Therefore, I am.
No, we're not computers here at WMFO, but you are listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by yours truly, Savoir Fair. I've got another themed show for you this evening. Last week we celebrated Pride Month, which you can still catch on the station's archive at WMFO.org. Just follow the schedule link at the top of the page. Tonight, we'll be honoring a classic 80s sci-fi movie, Blade Runner, starring Harrison Ford as a replicant hunter, otherwise known as a Blade Runner in the movie. Blade Runner was released 38 years ago last night, directed by Ridley Scott and produced by Michael Dealy, who's also known for The Italian Job from 1969 and Deer Hunter. The story is based on the book Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by Philip K. Dick. In the background, you're listening to Blade Runner Blues by Vangelis, who composed the soundtrack. Vangelis also wrote the score for Chariots of Fire from 1981. So now that we've established tonight's theme, let's address the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is... 28 years ago this week, Electronic released their fourth single, Disappointed. It reached the top 10 on three US charts and the UK single chart. The single did not appear on any of their albums, but did appear on the soundtrack to which movie? And the answer is Cool World, starring Kim Basinger, Gabriel Byrne, and Brad Pitt. The soundtrack Songs from the Cool World was better received than the movie, reaching number 89 on the US charts. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio to get a jump on the Squidpod's 80s trivia question of the week, as well as other cool 80s-related info.
Well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Yeah. electric blue.
I just
awaits you in the off-world colony. The chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tonight's theme is an homage to Blade Runner, which was released 38 years ago yesterday. In the background, you're listening to Blade Runner Blues by Vangelis from the motion picture soundtrack. We started the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Disappointed by Electronic. That's from the Songs from the Cool World soundtrack from 1992. Icehouse gave us Electric Blue from their 1987 release Man of Colors. And U2 wrapped it up with the Electric Company from their 1980 debut Boy, which will be celebrating its 40th anniversary this coming October. Plenty to get to tonight, folks, so let's get back into it with something from another 80s movie soundtrack. Thank you.
She's a replicant, isn't she?
I'm impressed. How many questions does it usually take to spot one?
I don't get it, Tyrell.
How many questions?
20, 30 cross-referenced.
It took more than 100 for Rachel, didn't it?
She doesn't know.
She's beginning to suspect, I think.
Suspect? How can it not know what it is?
Commerce is our goal here at Tyrell. More human than human is our motto.
Thank you. present. We are not evil. We act with reason and heart. You are. We are not vicious. Is that surprising? We're so much larger than life. Something to fix this new impression.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Replicants weren't supposed to have feelings. Neither were Blade Runners. What the hell was happening to me?
I'm no psychiatrist, so I can't tell you what's happening to you, Mr. Deckard, but I can tell you that you're listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. It's me, your host, Savoir Faire, bringing you another look back at the music of the 1980s. If you have any questions, comments, or requests, please do not call into the station, as we are broadcasting remotely these days. Instead, you may email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com, and I promise to get back to you ASAP. For now, let's chat about what we've been listening to. We started the set with something from Philip Oakley and Giorgio Moroder, in particular the track Together in Electric Dreams, from the 1984 soundtrack to the movie Electric Dreams. Like the Cool World soundtrack from the previous set, the movie Electric Dreams is better known for its music. That song reached number 3 on the UK singles chart and number 20 on the US dance chart. The Alan Parsons Project gave us the title track to their 1977 release iRobot. The album was intended to be based on the iRobot stories written by Isaac Asimov, but the rights had already been granted to a TV/movie company, so the album's title was altered slightly by removing the comma after I. Gary Numan followed with the title track to his fourth album, I Assassin, which does include the comma after I. I Assassin was released in 1982. We've got the 80s hair metal band of the week and the 80s hip-hop artist of the week coming up in the next set, but first, no electronic/robot themed show would be complete without this next artist.
She's going out to nightclubs. quite an experience to live in fear, isn't it? That's what it is to be a slave.
I'm a CTC man, you can read my circuit diagram. addiction and murder, I heard it. Pregnancy, infant mortality, rest in poverty, not peace, disease to decease. Sterilize, realize that beast. So hear the word to the wise. They got us running out of
things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain. Time to die.
I don't know why he saved my life. Maybe in those last moments he loved life more than he ever had before. Not just his life. Anybody's life. My life.
You've been listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's celebration of Blade Runner, which was released 38 years ago yesterday, on June 25th, 1982. I will be off next Friday, but will return the following week on July 10th. So be sure to tune in as I've got a 40th anniversary celebration of both a quintessential 80s album and another classic 80s sci-fi flick in store for you. In the meantime, I've got two more tracks lined up after I run down what you heard in the last set. Kraftwerk started things off with The Model from The Man Machine from 1978. The Polecats followed with Make a Circuit with Me from 1983. And then we heard from the 80s hair metal band of the week, Iron Maiden, and we listened to Running Free from their self-titled debut from 1980, which just celebrated its 40th anniversary last April. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Public Enemy, and we heard Race Against Time from their 1994 release, Music and Our Message. That soulful number at the end of the song is Mahalia Jackson's Take My Hand, Precious Lord, 1963. As promised, the Pointer Sisters and Giorgio Moroder will finish up the Blade Runner theme for tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone, and stay safe. Thank you.
look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim, all of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up locked in a circuitry. No way to control it, it's totally automatic. Whenever you're around, I'm walking blindfolded, completely automatic. All of my systems are down. What is this madness that makes my motor run and my legs too weak to stand? I go from sadness to acceleration like a robot at your command. My hands perspire and shake like a leaf, up and down goes my temperature. I summon doctors to get some relief, but they tell me there is no cure. They tell me no way to control it, it's totally automatic. Whenever you're around, I'm walking blindfolded, completely automatic. All of my systems are down. What you're doing to me, I'm utterly at your whim, all of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity.
Locked in a circuitry. No way to control it. It's totally automatic. Whenever you're around, I'm walking blindfolded, completely automatic. All of my You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with Savoir Faire on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
We are the robots.
It's too bad she won't live. But then again, who does?